Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, we'll read from verse 1 to 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungered. When the tempter came to him, he said, "If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." And he answered and said, "It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil takes him up into the holy city and sets him on a pinnacle of the temple and says to him, "If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over concerning you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil takes him up into an exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he says unto him, "All these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then says Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil leaves him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. May the Lord bless that reading of his word to us this morning. Lord, we thank you for your word. Pray you will speak to us, encourage us from your word, Lord. May we learn from it, may we be blessed by it, Lord. And Lord, may we keep looking to you in every situation and in all things to supply every need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is the enemy in action, the devil.
Amen.
This is what he's up to. And what he tries with what he tried with Jesus, he will try in every one of us. We need to be aware of his devices and keep looking to the Lord and trusting his word. The enemy of our souls. That's what he is. And he will try to challenge again and again what God has said.
That's right.
And what God has done. Mm-hmm. You keep trusting the word of God. Don't believe these modernists. So many among evangelicals these days. Mm-hmm. Who want to cast aside this word of God. This word of God is sure and steadfast.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's given us something. God's given us his word. That we might have something sure and abiding and steadfast that we can show to us the word of God. And when people say things to us, we can say, "Well, yeah, that fits in with the word of God."
Yes.
Or we might say, "No, that doesn't, for that contradicts the word of God. It can't be right."
That's right.
We know what God has said. And the enemy, Satan, will try to challenge our position with the Lord. What God says we can do and what God says we can be, the devil will challenge it.
Yes.
Keep to the word of God. Keep to what God has said, what God has promised. Listen to Jesus. What did he say? "It is written."
Yes.
If Jesus said that, we need to know that. The word of God.
That's right. Amen.
He didn't argue with the devil.
Yes.
He just declared what God had said.
It's written.
It is written.
Glory.
Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, he says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tested, like as we are." When we go through trials, when we go through testing situations, Jesus has been through those before.
That's right.
He knows the answer. The answer is the word of God.
Amen.
What God has declared, what God has said, what God has promised. In all points he was tempted as we are, yet without sin.
Yes.
The devil will always challenge what God has said.
Right.
It began in the Garden of Eden. He said to Eve, when he got Eve by herself, away from her husband knew what God had said. Eve wasn't around right at the beginning. Adam knew what God had said. "You may eat of all the trees of the garden, but not that one."
That's right.
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the devil comes to Eve, she's by herself, and he says, "Has God said?"
Yes.
And God will again and again confirm his word, and the devil will again and again challenge it.
Yes.
Get to know God's word. Get to know what God has promised. get to know that sweet and wonderful fellowship with him through the power of the Holy Spirit as we're anointed and we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will bring to us and will reinforce in us the Word of God.
Yes.
He will apply it to our lives so we might know the reality of the Word of God. We can live by that Word. And when the enemy comes along and says, "Has God said?" we can say, "Yes, it is written."
That's right.
Challenged Eve, "Has God said?" He challenged Jesus. You see, in the chapter before, in Matthew chapter 3, and verses 16 and 17, it talks about there and shows to us there the baptism of Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus, it says, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Yes.
And in the very next chapter we find the enemy coming and saying, "If you're the Son of God." The Lord had declared from heaven, "Behold, behold, this is my beloved Son." And the devil then comes and says, "If you're the Son of God."
That's
there's a challenge.
That's right.
Oh, we need to get right with God and we need to know his promises and stand on those promises. Not the doubts and the fears and the anxieties and the worries that Satan would try and feed our way. Oh, I wonder if I'm right with where I should be. I wonder if that, I wonder if the other. Get the Word of God. Feed on the Word of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And let God speak to you continually.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that this written word can be applied in a real way to our hearts and lives by the power of the Holy Spirit working within us. We will know by the power of the Holy Spirit, God has said, God has promised.
Amen.
And we've got to be strong in that word of God. So that when the enemy comes and says, "Oh, I wonder whether God really meant that." And he puts that thought in your mind. "I wonder if that applies to me. I wonder if that one's for me."
Right.
Get to know God's word. Even Jesus went through these temptations, these trials. "Behold, my beloved Son, if you're the Son of God," comes the challenge from the enemy. And the temptation that Jesus experienced was what Adam and Eve experienced in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
It's what we face too, day by day. I'm not saying this morning that you won't be tempted or tested by the devil. He'll come, he'll try. All I'm saying is be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Know his word. Know the abiding presence and the fullness of his Holy Spirit in your life. You see, the attack comes from the enemy in a three-stage situation, in a three-stage progress. He starts with you as body.
Yes.
Body, soul, spirit.
Yes.
Before we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord, before we were born again of the Spirit, that spirit aspect of our life was dead. The soul that sins it shall die. Body and soul. The soul was fed by the body. The soul was slave to bodily wants. There was no spiritual guidance.
Right.
There was no spiritual leading. And the attack comes. Body, soul, spirit. The devil says to Jesus, "If you're the Son of God, make those stones bread." He'd been fasting for 40 days.
Starving, hungry. That's right.
The devil knew what his body was craving for. Food. Nourishment. "If you're the Son of God, make those stones bread. You can feed yourself. You don't have to go through this agony." Jesus replied with the word of God, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That's not dead words in an old book. The words in this Bible are living words.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Don't come to this Bible as you're coming to some ancient history book. You're coming to the word of God. And if you let the word of God speak to you, it's a living word. It's alive and fit for every situation. The enemy attacks at the weakest point, the body. Oh, we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it's the soul. Your desires. What you want to be. And then it's spiritual. The ultimate aim of the enemy is to bring you into his clutches.
Yes.
Under his control. When we look at the situation with Eve, what did he say to her? He said, look at the fruit. It's lovely, isn't it? Body. Then the lies. You won't die. You'll be like God. That human pride. And it's the same for the Lord Jesus Christ. What Eve went through, Jesus went through.
That's right.
The devil said to Eve, look at the tree, it's good for food. It's pleasant to the eyes. The soul is to be desired to make one wise. That spiritual thing. She and Adam ate of the tree. And the moment they ate of that tree, spiritually, they died.
Right.
The lies of the enemy, you see. They lost what they had. The enemy was really saying to them, you don't need God. You can get to that place of superiority. You can get to that place that God enjoys. You can get there yourself. Mm-hmm. The moment they obeyed the enemy, they died spiritually. Jesus faced every temptation that Adam and Eve faced.
Yes.
Body, soul, spirit.
Amen.
You're hungry? Turn the stones into bread. Command the stones. Jesus' answer, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Next stage, the soulish desires, the soul desires. The soul independent of God is what Satan's attacking for. What do you want to be? You can be popular with the whole of these people down there. You can be popular with them. They'll want you for who you are. The mighty miracle worker. Jump off the pinnacle of the temple. And according to Psalm 91, the angels will stop you from falling.
Yes.
He's misapplying scriptures, you see. They'll stop you from falling, and you'll come floating down, and everyone will go, wow, they'll be in the palm of your hand. In Psalm 91, which he was quoting. In Psalm 91, this is what it says. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwellings. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. That's not just a promise for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a promise for all that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Verse 1. What the devil didn't quote to him were the next two verses. You shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and dragon shall you trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon you, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Those that know that place of blessing know the voice of the enemy and trample him underfoot. Hallelujah. Jesus got the victory over the enemy. Jesus got the victory over the enemy. You see, Jesus said no to that. Adam and Eve didn't say no to that. We must say no to those attempts of the enemy to seek to promote ourselves so that we to be popular, if you like. Do it our way.
Private life.
Do it our way. Get the glory for ourselves. When the soul is fed by the body, when the soul follows the body's leadings and cravings, we're in trouble. When the body is in charge. The enemy's trying to reverse things, you see. When we're born again in the Spirit of God, and our spirit is in tune with God, then we have guidance for the soul from above. And the body takes its place where it needs to be. Not in charge, but obedient. We must be directed by the Spirit of God. That's what life was like for us before we were saved, you see. We were dead, spiritually dead. We were dead in trespasses and sins.
Right.
That's why we preach salvation. That's why the Bible proclaims to us the need to be born again.
That's right.
To be born again, to be born of the Spirit. That we might be under heavenly direction, divine direction, not the dictates of the body. The enemy loves to switch things around, doesn't he? Do what you want to do. The age in which we live in. Do what you feel like doing. The age which we live in, infiltrating the church, so that many Christians now are under the direction of the body. Oh, I don't feel like doing that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there. I want to sort of enjoy things a bit. Well, you won't enjoy it the way the enemy leads you. That's the outward appeal, but when you get involved in it, it's death and destruction. The pathway of life is the way of the spiritual life.
Of course it is.
Born again in the Spirit of God. There may be difficult times in this world, but we're on a pathway to glory. We're on a pathway to life in all its fullness. Jesus said to the devil, when he said to him, cast yourself off the temple, off the pinnacle of the temple. You'll just come floating down. They'll acclaim you as King and Messiah. He says, you should not put the Lord your God to the test. He answered him with the word of God, with the written word of God. The man, Christ Jesus, used the written word of God. He didn't get in an argument with the devil. He didn't get in a discussion or a debate with the devil.
No.
He gave him what the word of God says. There's no coming back against that, you see. And then the real aim of the devil. which is to bring spiritual death. But the Lord wants us to have life.
Yeah.
Spiritual life. Life in the Spirit. The devil wants to gain control. So you see, if we read these verses 8 and 9 here in Matthew chapter 4, it says, again the devil takes him up into an exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them and says to him, all these things will I give you. What's he going to give him? He's promising the glory of the world, corrupt, full of sin. All these things will I give you, he says, if you will fall down and worship me. If you fall down and worship me. Jesus says this, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
Yes.
All this, says the devil, I will give to you, if you'll fall down and worship me. No, says Jesus. No, says Jesus. That's what the devil's after.
Always was.
When you get led down the wrong pathway, that leads you away from the Lord, and leads you away from the Lord's people, and leads you away from the fellowship with the Lord's people, which is going on all over the country today, there's something wrong. People are seeking self-gratification and self-pleasure. They're seeking for what the world offers. It's almost as if people say, well, if the world can enjoy those things, why can't we enjoy those things? We need to get back to the Word of God. Jesus quoted the Word of God. You should worship the Lord. And him only should you serve. In the end, what Satan wants is for you to worship him, to follow his every word. And if we depart from the word of truth, we'll find ourselves wandering down some of those difficult pathways that are in the enemy's control. You know, we need to get to the teachings of the word of God. And in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 25, this is what it says. This I say then, here's the advice from Paul, by the power of the Spirit of God. This I say then, says Paul, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfil the lust of the flesh. The enemy tempts you. He wants to tempt you through the lust of the flesh, through the lust of what you want to do. He wants to lead you down a pathway that's his leading, his guiding. Walk in the Spirit, says the Lord, and you shall not fulfil the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
What have we got? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, the enemy would try to get us to that place where he says, bow down and worship me. Do what I tell you to do. No! Be led by the Lord. Be led by his word. Be led by the Spirit of God. There is a little explanation that the epistle, first epistle of John gives concerning these things. The same areas in which Satan would seek to tempt every one of us. As he sought to tempt Jesus, as he tempted Eve and Adam in the Garden of Eden in the beginning, John gives us this warning that we might know and be wise to all the devices of the enemy. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, he says this, don't love the world. There's the first falling point for many today. Suddenly the world has become justified. What the world offers, oh, we can take that as well. No, we can't. Be careful. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, here it is, the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
That's the body. The lust of the eyes. That's the soulish desire. What you want. And the pride of life. Oh, that spiritual disaster. It's not of the Father, it's of the world.
That's right.
And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever.
Amen.
We have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We give
glory.
Him the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Give him the glory. What is the world? What hold has the world got in our lives today? What hold has the world got in your lives today? The world is the enemy system. And if it's got a hold in your life, there's a danger that you'll give in to what the enemy offers. There's deceit there, you see. And it's going to be a decision that he offers you between serving the Lord and doing what God says and doing what you want to do. doing what you're lusting after. The world offers, and you want a bit of that. Why can't I? Well, what God offers is much better. What the world offers is death. What God offers is life in all its fullness. Not as the world gives, but as He gives. We want to do the will of God. We want to do the will of God. Don't let the enemy cause you to build in your lives a social program that you've got to follow. Follow the word of God. Don't let the enemy, don't you build up plans for your life which are built on worldly ideas and worldly progress. Get the word of God in your heart. Be filled with the Spirit. Don't let the entertainment of the world drag you aside from the things of God. I'm not saying that the entertainments that you see and you might enjoy are wrong in themselves. It depends what they are. But don't let the entertainments of the world drag you aside from the word of God.
That's right.
And from the voice of the Holy Spirit of God. Move in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you what's right and what's wrong, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. Don't get dragged off the pathway. Don't get to the situation where you're judging things by what you enjoy. I'm not against enjoyment, but that's the way we judge things. We must judge by the revelation that God has given in His Word. We must live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Who wins in the end? Who won in the Garden of Eden? Well, initially it seemed as though the devil won. And Adam and Eve lost. But God made it clear from the beginning that there would be a way of salvation. Hallelujah. That the seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head.
Yes.
He would crush the serpent's head.
Amen.
We give Him the glory for it. They lost something tremendous in the Garden of Eden. They lost that communion and fellowship with God that they had once enjoyed. That full communion and fellowship with God. And God promised a way of salvation. Don't let the enemy drag you away from that pathway of salvation.
Right.
Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your faith and trust in Him. The question is, which pathway are you going to take? Which pathway are you going to take? Which pathway are many people in churches today taking?
Right.
The way of the flesh, the way they want to go, or the way the Lord wants them to go? Don't listen to the voice of the enemy. Listen to the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
When he comes with lies. He comes with attractive offers, but they all end in death and destruction. Come to the Lord. He says, if you come to Him, you'll live in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.